Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries, and I just want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. During the first hour today, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful gentleman named Jason Armstrong live from Vancouver, Canada. Jason came with me to Mount Shasta in September 2018, and during his visit, Adama, the high priest at Telos, healed and restored both of his eyes to perfect vision. He had worn glasses for 25 years, and he ended up throwing his glasses away after the trip. Jason's been in contact with Adama ever since that time. I'm also in contact with Adama, and both of us will be channeling Adama today, live from the city of Telos, underneath Mount Shasta, giving messages about the California fires and many other interesting things. My eyesight was also healed by Adama, and now I have perfect 20/10 eyesight in both eyes. I asked Jason to channel Adama today because last weekend I was actually contacted by the many spirits of the people who died in the tragic fires in Paradise in Malibu, California. The spirits said that just 3 weeks ago they had all lived. They had families, they had children, pets, careers, and however they are now on the other side. Unfortunately, they've been forgotten by the U.S. media and by the governments as well. Last night, I heard a report that approximately 30,000 people had died in Paradise, California. Now, this is not the official figure. The official figure is something like 88 or 66 people. But I don't believe it's that small. I think it's much more. There were 27,000 homes, actually, in Paradise, California. And most of them, about 97% of those houses are gone now. So if you do the math, you can see how the fatality toll could be much, much larger. Because of that, I'll be doing some prayers for the people who've passed on during this hour with Adama and Jason, and I think they really need a lot of healing down there. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. today, Seattle time, I'll be interviewing Paul Hillier, the former Defense Minister of Canada. Paul will be talking about his wonderful new book called Hope Restored, and solutions on how we can make the world and the planet a much better place. I hope you can all listen. I've also invited Paul to my Galactic Wisdom Conference to give an in-person presentation here in Olympia, Washington, an hour south of Seattle, on April 13th, 2019. I hope you can all come and meet him when he's here at the conference. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier place. And with that, I'd like to thank my friends Corey and Saul and Kirtland for their generous support, as well as my friends Marion Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, and we're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, finding wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who I know are listening and been supporting the show, and my angelic and earthly family, of course, Eric at KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides and get some good, hopefully good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in Olympia, Washington. It's going to be my fifth annual conference at 9101 Stillicum Road. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We'll have some amazing people, including Aaron Elizabeth of Health News, as well as Simon Parks, who will be giving presentations. I've also invited Paul Hillier to the conference. And if you register before the end of December 31st, 2018, the cost for the 3-day conference will be only $55. After January 1st, the cost will be $125. If you're interested, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. I also have some wonderful psychic and spiritual fairs that I wanted to tell you about. After this conference in early April, I'll be taking a small group of people to visit sacred sites and meet with the Hopi elders in Arizona from April 20th to about April 28th. We'll meet in Sedona, then travel north to the Hopi. The cost is $400 per person, with half the proceeds going to the Hopi and the other half the proceeds going to the nonprofit children's charity, the Emoto Peace Project. If you're interested, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. And then tomorrow, on Saturday, December 1st, I'll be having a Christmas party, and you're all welcome to come. It's free. I'll be giving free complimentary readings as well. There's no charge. It'll be held from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a free psychic and healing fair. It's in Olympia at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia. And at 11 a.m., I'll be giving a free special presentation on healing with scalar energy. My good friend Tom Palladino does a lot of work in his free energy healing program. And then at 12 noon, also tomorrow, I'll be giving a free presentation on my new book, Messages from the Masters, with many updates from Professor Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, the Hollow Earth, and other great spirits. I'll have copies of my book available, along with copies of Messages from Water Children's book for just $5 a copy. It's just located off of exit 111 or exit 114 in Olympia. Also, next year from July 2nd to the 8th, and then again from September 5th to the 11th, I'll be returning to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is a very special, magical place where miracle healings occur from the Talosians and the beautiful people of Telos in the Hollow Earth. We always see many Sasquatch and UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. The last time we were there, we were able to telepathically contact a UFO. And as I said, Adama, the high priest of Telos, healed the vision in my eyes. For 42 years, I had 20/50 vision in my right eye. And every time I looked any distant optics, all I could see was kind of a blur. And one night when I was camping out on Mount Shasta in September this year, this is a true story, he came in my dream and asked me if I wanted a healing. And I said yes, and he healed my right eye. So now both eyes have crystal clear 20/10 vision. Other miracle healings have occurred as well. With that, I think since we're having some problems getting Jason on the line, okay, well, we're bringing on about 2 minutes. If we could call Anui Nui, jump her up from 3 o'clock hour if Jason's not available. I wanted to talk about the Scalar program. But if not, we can wait for either way, we can wait for Jason. I wanted to tell everybody that there is a new peace pilgrim statue in Costa Rica. It had been located. It's been relocated. It had been located kind of like in the outskirts of the city. It's now been relocated at the Friends Peace Center in San Jose, Costa Rica. The Peace Center is located in the heart of San Jose, Costa Rica, near the Supreme Court and Legislature. And it's a beautiful statue. It's peace pilgrim, of course, was a lady who campaigned against the dangers of unlimited and continuing war. She was a peace activist for many decades until she passed away in 1981. The Peace Friends Center was founded by the centers in Monteverde, Costa Rica, Philadelphia, and San Jose Quakers. Many people have worked so hard in getting this Peace Center done. And if you are in Costa Rica or in the area, please visit the Peace Center and this beautiful statue of the Peace Program. She was a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy to honor her on this program. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that coming up next year on June 13th, I will be giving a presentation on my book, Messages from the Masters, with updates from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and other great spirits at Watkins Books in central London. Watkins is probably Europe's most famous bookstore. And I'll be giving a presentation, and the following week on June 20th, in the evening from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., my presentation will be followed by Michiko Hayashi's presentation on the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, the Messages from Water book. So anyway, if you are in London and during that time, please stop by. The presentations are both free, and we'd love to meet you and have you come. During our second hour, I'll be interviewing Paul Hellyer. Paul is the former Defense Minister of Canada. He was actually personal friends with President John F. Kennedy, and he'll be coming on next during the next hour, and I know he's going to have a lot of really interesting things to say. And with that, thank you so much, Eric, for getting Jason on the line. We've gotten a hold of Jason. Jason, how are you doing?
Hi, Ted. I'm awesome. Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine, Jason. I'm so glad you could come on today, and didn't mean to rush you at all. I know that you're taking a break so you could be on the phone, but how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm well. I'm always doing well.
Good. 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 Well, a little bit of background. Jason, tell us what happened to you when you visited Mount Shasta with me in early September. What happened with your eyes and your interactions with our friend Adama?
My spiritual eye was cleared, and it happened during the my dream state. And so I woke up the next morning, and so I took my glasses off, put them back on, and everything was clear. There was no more blurriness.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, where we were camped right next to one of the portals to the Hollow Earth. You went up there, I know, for a day or two and meditated. What happened when you were meditating? What happened to the rocks? And did you see anything interesting?
After about, I'd say 10 minutes, the rocks started to shift and move, like vibrate.
Wow. Okay.
And then some of the rocks actually started to turn a bit, as if I could see inside.
Really? Interesting. Did anything happen with the trees as well outside of the rocks, or was it just the rocks which were moving?
I was more focused on the rocks.
Okay, because I was up at that same area a couple of years ago. It was in late October, Jason, when it was really foggy up there. There wasn't any snow up in the mountain,
okay.
Mount Shasta. But I noticed by looking at the entrance to Telos in the Hollow Earth that the trees started making this wave. They started going it like they were going into another dimension. They started making this S curve, and they were straight, totally straight in third dimension, but in the higher dimensions they started forming this S curve, and then all this fog came in, and I felt like they were starting to open up to the other side. They didn't do it completely,
okay.
But I felt like they were letting me know they were there. It was an incredible experience,
right.
Really. Yeah, it was an incredible experience. Well, I know we spoke a couple days ago, Jason, and I thank you so much for coming on today. There's been these tragic fires in California, and one of the things that happened to me this weekend is I was contacted. Of course, as a psychic and telepathic, I pick up these things sometimes, and I was contacted by the many, I want to say thousands of people who were killed in these fires down there, because 3 weeks ago they had families. They had many of them had spouses or sweethearts. They had pets. They had careers, or they were retired. And now everything's gone. They are on the other side. And the fires came through so fast. The fire marshal down there said that the fires came through at the rate of 80 football stadiums per minute. That's how quickly they went, whew, and the whole area was gone. Now that's not a normal fire. And there's a couple of things I'd love to talk about today with you, and if you could bring Adama in, that would be wonderful. I'd like to ask everyone now to send lots of love and light to the people to the people and spirits in paradise, and the people and spirits in Malibu, California. They're beautiful areas, and now we have all these people who've perished in these fires, and what the spirits are telling me, they're very they feel sad in a way that the U.S. media, especially the mass media in the United States, doesn't acknowledge them. It's like, there hasn't been anything about all the people dying in these fires on the major media outlets, and they need our love and support, as does the families who are left. Now, there's not many people left, but there are some families left, and they need our love and support, too. So everyone listening right now, if you could please send your love and light to the people in Paradise, California, as well as in Malibu, California, and send them lots of golden light and the spirits there too, because they do need love, and they feel slighted that they've been unacknowledged by not only our media but our government too. The California state government hasn't acknowledged what's happened. Everything's quiet there, as far as I know. It's under a military curfew right now, with the military taking control of the entire situation, and nobody's allowed into the area. So anyway, if we could send lots of love and light to them, to the families who are still alive, family members, and especially to the spirits who are now on the other side, and they're saying thank you for that. If everyone could do that, that would be wonderful. Okay, thank you so much. Anyway, Jason, if you could bring in Adama, and I'd love to talk to him, and I have lots of questions for him, and also I always enjoy talking to him and you too about how to make this world a better and happier place.
Sure, just give me a moment.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time. Take your time. Jason is contacting Adama now. He's located in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. He's a good friend, and he has direct contact with Adama. I have contact with Adama as well, but today I wanted to have Jason to contact him and ask some questions about the fires in California and how we can protect ourselves and heal all the fires that have been occurring down there. If there are people listening who have escaped the fires, please email me your name, and I will be happy to include you in our prayers today. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. While we're waiting for Jason to contact Adama, bring him in, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta again, July 2nd through the 8th, and again from September 5th through 11th, 2019. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is only $200 per person, includes free camping. And we always have special magical experiences when we're down at Mount Shasta. It's probably one of the most spiritual places on planet Earth.
Good day there, everyone.
Good day, Adama. Thank you so much for coming on today.
It is my pleasure.
Adama? I have a lot of questions, but I'll just ask you the most important ones. What about the fires in California? Why did they happen?
It started out as a natural fire, but then what people call the cabal used their direct energy weapons. Make it larger than that otherwise it would be.
Okay.
If you look at the pictures, as the being that I'm channeling through today did, you would notice that houses were gone, yet the trees were standing.
Right.
And the other object that would have otherwise burned are still standing. That in itself should raise questions and everyone's mind.
I was contacted by the spirits of those who've passed in the fires this past weekend, and they wanted us to send lots of prayers and love and light to them because they're not being acknowledged by our media nor by the California government. So I did that earlier. These directed energy weapons, were they humans behind it, or were they were the reptilians, for example, behind this attack?
The technology is reptilian, yet majority of them are being operated by humans, and they're in the cabal.
I see. Were these Air Force planes, helicopters, doing the damage?
Satellite.
Interesting. Satellite control.
Or within the Earth.
I see. Satellites controlled by the cabal.
There are also ones that are on planes as well.
I see.
But these ones are mostly from what you term satellites.
I see. What can people do listening to this show today stop future attacks? Or what would you recommend we do, Adama?
First, humanity needs to understand that the cabal are being cornered. And what they're doing is likened to the final attempt to prevent humanity's evolution. One must not put all their attention and focus on this, is that what they want? But as you focus on what they're doing, you miss focusing on yourself. You want everyone to be in fear. This is why they're doing this. Because when you're in fear, everything else goes to the wayside. Focus within. Everything that changes in one's life starts within. So I say, focus on yourself, focus within. And then the change will manifest on the outside.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I know that timelines are can change, and it's difficult to say how long something may go on or when there would be a change because of free will. But what do you see for the future? How much longer, a good question to ask is, how much longer will it be before we ascend into the fourth and then fifth dimension?
I understand that timelines are fluid. And it's changing every moment. Every time a choice is made, the timeline is altered. Given date is a art, as the dates change over time. So if I say 5 years, that is a possibility. Because all future events are possibilities dependent on the choices made by humanity.
Understood, Adama. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Yes, thank you so much for clarifying that. And I always emphasize we have a role to play in this too, of course, and we have to make right decisions, the best decisions we can in for humanity, for ourselves, our children's children, and our children, in making this world a better place. It's not going to be just given to us. We have to work for it, and I understand that. Besides looking within, are there places that are... let's see. Besides meditation, a good one, of course, is to help other people when in need. What else would you recommend, Adama?
People need to stop engaging with the negativity around them. Mm-hmm. With the news, TV, the shows, the movies, all the negativity from there affects one's life. one continues to indulge in that, their vibration will be affected by those outlets. Also, being more out in nature. This measure is so for everyone, because nature only knows to send out love. And smile to people that are walking across the street. When's the last time that anyone smiled to someone else, stranger, walking down the street?
Wonderful advice. Really wonderful advice. Thank you for sharing that. We're all one. We all have the spark of the Creator, I believe, within us, Adama. And once we realize that, then we will be less likely to harm others as a result of that. One quick question back to the fires. I've heard a report last night that the U.S. military is now in paradise and taking control of the area, not letting one in. Is that a good thing?
Could be. Depends on what choices are made.
I see.
And who is leading that military unit.
Right. Right. Again, the media, mass media in the United States doesn't have any information on it. It's all completely silent. But this is what different reports I've received from alternative news last night. The people who were trying to leave both Paradise and Malibu, California, in the pictures, Adama, it showed their cars being melted, many of them melted. Were these also hit by directed energy weapons?
Yes, because when you look at the pictures, there's only the cars that are burnt. The trees are still standing on the side.
Right.
In any fire, it will continue burning until that fuel is gone.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm just curious, too, is President Trump aware of what happened there, and is he taking any measures to counteract it?
There is work being done behind the scenes.
Okay.
But humanity must understand that most of what's happening is being kept quiet for a reason.
I see. Okay. Well, I think the best thing we can do is to follow your advice earlier about spending more time in nature, looking within, and also sending lots of love and light to the people and families who lost their lives in both the Paradise and Malibu fires. I think that those would be wonderful things for us to do, and not buy into the fear of what happened.
And also acknowledging their God self within.
Ah, good idea.
As everyone has an aspect of the God within them.
Mm-hmm.
So one must acknowledge it, talk to it, for it to come forth.
I want to thank you so much, Adama, for giving Jason a miracle healing for his eyes, a miracle healing for my eyes last September, and the other miracle healings you've done before for people on Mount Shasta. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Is there any other advice you'd like to give my listeners about making the world a better place, Adama?
It all starts with each one of us. As we change our life from within, our thoughts, our beliefs, actions, and that in turn changes the outside world. For one only looks outside and sees all that chaos, they're missing the point. Mm-hmm. Change does not start from the outside. It's all within.
I think But didn't Buddha say the same thing? I'm trying to remember. I think so. But I agree with you totally, Adama. That's wonderful advice.
And once one acknowledges their God self, there is no need to search outside.
I see.
You'll have all the answers you need.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful advice, Adama. That's excellent advice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, Adama, I appreciate you coming on so much today. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
When someone else sends you negative emotions, mm-hmm. words, thoughts, do not reply in kind. Instead, send them love, forgiveness, compassion. Mm. And that will change the vibration between the two parties.
That's really good advice. You know, that's the same thing the Dalai Lama has said as well, dealing with the Chinese and what the Chinese have done to their Tibetan people, to send them lots of compassion and love. Good advice. Thank you so much. Adama, as the vibrations of planet Earth continue to rise, and humanity makes the right choices on this planet for a better planet and to treat each other with love and respect, will there come a point where more of the people of you and the people of Telos will be coming up to the surface more and interacting with us here on the surface?
There will be. That is a possibility. Depends on choices humanity makes.
Sure. Sure. Understand that.
The planet needs to be unified. Mm-hmm. Humanity needs to stop fighting and war with each other. Mm-hmm. Only then will beings come to the surface.
I see. Before Lemuria was destroyed 12,500 years ago, what was civilization like in Lemuria? Was it a civilization of peace and harmony, Adama?
It was peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
All beings working together.
Wonderful. And your civilization now in the Hollow Earth, everyone works together. Is that right? There's unity.
That is correct.
Wonderful.
But also, it depends also on the collective consciousness. Everyone is on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. And that is critical.
Mm-hmm.
For even if you have one or few that are negative, it will affect the collective consciousness.
So it can literally poison the whole area, right? So you have to be very careful in your thoughts.
That's correct.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I've heard I've been told several times, Adama, that there's a separation now for some negative entities who refuse to ascend or refuse to make the right choices. They're actually leaving the planet and going off to another planet, Earth-like planet, in the third dimension, lower part of the third dimension, on the other side of this solar system, Adama, in the same orbital path as this planet. Is that, just curious, I've heard that happening. I'd love your perspective on that.
That is correct. All beings, we're not yet ready to evolve. We'll be going there.
I see.
To learn further lessons. Remember, not all beings at a soul level are ready to evolve. Every choice is made at a soul level.
Mm-hmm. When souls who are not ready to ascend, Adama, and they go to this other earth on the other side of the solar system, I've heard they'll be there for one Mayan Ketun cycle, which is 25,800 years. Is there a set time for souls, or is that they're given the ability to ascend any time that they can evolve?
If the souls make the choices to evolve, one can do so before the one galactic year is up.
I see. Is one galactic year 25,800 Earth years?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time to humans here, but
to us, but to a soul, it is not. Remember, time does not exist.
I see. Interesting. Sorry for so many questions, Adama, but I'm very curious. Your civilization underneath Mount Shasta, that's in the fifth and sixth dimensions, is that right? Or does it go higher?
Fifth
dimension.
Okay. Fratellos.
Okay, Fratellos.
Hollow Earth is in the sixth.
In the sixth, okay.
But remember, there are beings there that are at a higher dimension as well.
Ah, interesting.
Not just fifth-dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm. My first time to Telos, I was taken there in August 2015, and the city itself was beautiful. All the buildings were white. Everyone was very wearing white as well, and we all communicated telepathically. It was a wonderful experience. And I remember the sun itself was this golden, I believe it was golden white color. It was more golden than our sun here on the surface.
The sun in the Earth is of crystal technology.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I've heard too that there's no shadow in the sun for the inner Earth.
There's no shadow in there, and also hollow Earth.
Interesting. Okay. I've also heard that there's a shuttle system that connects Telos and other parts of the hollow Earth with each other that moves very rapidly.
It's ancient technology.
Okay. Interesting. Is there a shuttle, for example, that connects Mount Shasta with Cusco or Machu Picchu in Peru?
Shuttle system connects all over the Earth at various locations, which will remain silent.
I see. That's fine.
For obvious reasons.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And also been told before about the library. It's in the Mediterranean where Greece is, Library of Alexandria. Yeah, we talked about that during the last visit. I'm just curious, Adama, where is Shambhala located at? Is it in the area of Tibet where China is now, or is it a different area of the planet?
It is within that vicinity.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Do they come up to the surface at all from their city, or they stay mostly underneath?
Occasionally, but mostly stay underneath.
I see. Are there shuttles which go from Telos to Shambhala?
There is. The shuttle system goes throughout all locations in the inner and the hollow Earth.
Interesting. And this is a joke, but I assume you don't use gasoline-powered combustible engines for your shuttles.
No, we prefer not to pollute ourselves and environment.
How interesting. I have to ask you this question. I hope you don't mind. But myself, I've been interested in a water-based computer that the Atlanteans used to use. Do you use water-based computers there within Telos or the Hollow Earth?
We are now using amino acid technology.
I see. Okay. The amino acids, are they able to store more information than water molecules?
Correct.
I see. Our scientists here on this planet discovered that water has memory. For example, if you take two glasses of water and you have a homeopathic solution in one of the glasses, that because water has memory, even though the second glass will not come in physical contact with the first glass, the properties of that first glass kind of often migrate to the second glass. And our Earth scientists are still trying to figure out the mechanism for that. When water computers are constructed, do they use that principle to have memory storage in the water, or how does it work?
There is a correct explanation, but remember, water is a sentient being, like all else.
Ah.
You must remember, humanity is not the only ones that are sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
Come in all shapes and forms, water, air,
mm-hmm.
grass, the trees, flowers,
mm-hmm.
animals,
mm-hmm.
and others.
Mm-hmm.
Humanity must understand and look for sentient life everywhere, because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Dr. Masaru Emoto, before he passed away in 2014, Adama used to say that water is God or God is water. I can't remember which now, but is water being a sentient being, is it God, or are we all sentient beings have God within us? Is that more correct to say?
Yes, all beings have an aspect of God, or some prefer prime creator, as this being that I'm channeling through does.
Sure.
Or source.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God, source, or prime creator, whatever you choose to use, mm-hmm. is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in everything.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Just fascinating. When we pass on from this life, I know that in the spirits I talk to, they're in the fifth, sometimes higher dimensions. Do you get visitors from Earth spirits here when they're in, before they reincarnate, after they passed over to the other side? Do you get spirits in the fifth dimension from the surface here?
They do communicate with the spirits.
I see.
As they move on.
Okay. If they're of sufficient high vibration, can they be reincarnated into Telos or the inner Earth?
Seldom happens. It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
Depends on the souls involved.
On the what involved, Adam? Adama, sorry?
Depends on the souls that are involved.
Souls involved, sure. Going the other way, are there sometimes souls from Telos or the inner Earth who want to reincarnate here on the surface to help humanity?
It's happened. It's happening more.
Hmm. Okay.
But you'll never know.
Hmm.
They won't tell.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Are there some people from Telos in the inner Earth living among other humans in the city of Mount Shasta? In that area?
The surrounding area, and all, not just that area.
Mm-hmm.
Beings from the inner Earth are throughout the Earth.
Oh, interesting.
Positioned in specific areas,
mm-hmm.
which will remain silent.
No, that's fine. That's fine. These are just general questions. So.
Just to let your readers know.
Okay.
Because there is, remember, there is a battle going on for humanity's consciousness.
Ah, right. And the problem, like you said earlier, Adama, is that if you ask for a specific prediction, you can give a date or what might happen, but that can also be changed by people's free will, one way or another, or several different
ways.
Yes.
That's why when you give dates and comes and goes, and people wonder, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the timeline changed.
Sure.
So people need to broaden their perspective.
Right, right.
And how things work.
And I think in addition to that, is to realize that they're all part of it, too. And they all, a beautiful new planet is not just going to be given to us. We have to work for it and make the right choices and decisions, I think.
Yes, and everyone has an important part to play, no matter how small.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all here for a purpose, aren't we? And if you're alive and listening to this show today, we're all here for a reason. And we have, to help, I think, in the ascension of the planet. Adam, I wanted to ask you a couple more questions, if I may.
Connection was dropped, Ted. That was it.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to say to Adama, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope I didn't ask too many questions. So.
No, he's smiling, he's laughing.
Yeah, no, I appreciate him. I want to thank him so much for healing my eyesight. I had blurry vision in my right eye for over 40 years, and then he healed it one night. And I know he healed it with yours too. I have to ask you, Jason, when you went home to your family in Vancouver after this miracle had happened, how long did it take them to realize you didn't need glasses anymore when you've been wearing them for like 25 years?
The kids noticed first.
Uh-huh.
And I had to be more direct with the other family members.
Right, right. Do they still accept it, or are they sort of kind of incredulous?
The kids accepted it,
mm-hmm.
but good. The other family members have not.
Oh, wow.
So it's, I figure for an adult, it's quite a shock.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Some might need a longer processing time.
Right, right. Well, one thing about living here, Jason, is that this is like a big Earth school. And we're all on different levels of advancement, and we're in different classes, if you will. And so, when you meet somebody, let's say hypothetically you're in college and you meet somebody in high school, and your job is to help them progress so they get into college. So I kind of look at that, and others maybe just learning things. But we're all here to help each other out. So absolutely, and. Jason, I'm so happy you'll be coming with me next year as well to my trips to Shasta. Thank you so much for coming along.
You're welcome. I just feel the mountain is calling me, so I have that feeling.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and if you want, you could just ride down with me when I drive down. We'll figure something out.
Sure, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all you'd have to do is hitchhike from Vancouver to Olympia, and then I could pick you up in Olympia.
Maybe I'll just get the my flying craft into my backyard there, and I'll hop on that. And
that would be great. You could down and pick me up. Actually, we could go to Hawaii just for a couple of hours, walk, spend some time swimming, and then go back to Shasta. That would be awesome.
Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah,
that would be fine. Save on airplane tickets. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been told too in the fifth dimension where this planet is headed. That food is not important. They still have food in Telos, in the inner Earth, but it's not as important as it is here in the third dimension. Has Adama told you much about that, by the way?
He's mentioned I still need food,
right?
But just not in the same way.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because he reminds me, it's like a physical body, it's just a lighter version.
Sure, sure, absolutely. You know, something I forgot to ask him, and I was going to do that, Jason. The next time you talk to him, could you ask him whether there's McDonald's in the Telos? I don't know if they've got a franchise there or not, but if you could, that'd be
great. Oh, he's laughing. He's laughing. He's still listening to us.
Well, actually, that brings me back to another point. They don't eat meat, do they? I mean, they don't eat cows and chickens in Telos,
no.
Do they? Okay. Okay, and is it strictly vegetarian, or do they have other protein sources they eat?
It's also plant-based.
Plant-based, okay.
As far as from what I could tell.
Okay. Now I have people who, of course, want to come with me down to Mount Shasta next year, and I tell them to stop eating meat, if possible, and also stop it at least 3 weeks before. But it's always a good idea to stop it ahead of time. I used to live in India years ago, and they the Hindus told me that when you eat like a cow that's been slaughtered, you eat that negativity. All those emotions come through when you're eating that steak or that hamburger, and it brings your vibrations down lower. So that's the reason behind the plant-based diet. It's fascinating, and I can't wait to the day when the telogens start coming up to the surface more than they are now.
Yeah, from what I understand, we really have to change our way we live.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Stop fighting.
Absolutely. Well, you know, 12,500 years ago, when the Atlanteans destroyed much of the planet in a crystalline and nuclear war, the Lemurian civilization was a very peaceful and harmonious civilization. It was feminine. It had a lot of feminine energy based. It was based, I believe, in Maui, if I'm not mistaken. That was the capital. But then when Atlantis went underneath the ocean in the Atlantic, that same phenomena happened with Lemuria, too, much of it going underneath the ocean.
Right.
There's a pyramid off the coast. I believe it's Okinawa or southern Japan, where Graham Hancock in England has dived the area many times. And that was, I think, part of that worldwide Lemurian Atlantean Mu civilization that once existed many thousands of years ago. But I think the important point of today's program is to realize that we all have a hand in creating this planet and making it a better place. And the tragic thing, and the thing about the fires in California are not to get mired in the negativity or the doom and gloom about where they're going to attack next or what they're going to do or not going to do. I think the thing is to remain positive, know that we have powerful spiritual help on the other side. And if we trust in ourselves and believe in a creator or the supreme being, we're going to be just fine, no matter what they try to do with us. And we've got a couple minutes left now, and I think what I'd like to do is ask everyone again to please send lots of love and light to the people and the families and who were killed, tragically killed in these fires in Paradise and Malibu, California. These were not natural fires. They were a lot of them created by directed energy weapons. But once you realize where they're coming from satellites, from the cabal, if you will, who want to instill fear in us, you have to know that that's not going to work, that nothing's going to stop our ascension process, and that we have a very bright and beautiful future ahead of us. Jason, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to tell you that so you could perhaps give some additional words of wisdom, wrap up your wonderful interview today.
I think it's mostly just be aware that from what I was shown in my meditations is the negativity has always been on this earth, yet we've never really seen it. It's always been able to hide. Mm-hmm. So now it's all coming up to the surface for humanity to observe and see what it is and then transmute it. Because we can't have that kind of energy where Mother Earth is going.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you is that I've had several people I've known over the last few years, and they've always been positive and good people, but suddenly one day they get extremely negative and they'll do things that I just don't understand. With the rising vibrations of planet Earth, is this a way for the Creator to get rid of these negative traits within some people? I don't understand it. It has happened several times to people I've known.
I have noticed it, too. I believe it's part of it, but also I feel that we are, humanity is bifurcating based on, of course, the soul, right? Mm-hmm. The soul chooses.
Okay.
But also on how we are acting. If we're negative, then we're going to move away from others that are positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because a lot of people have kind of left my life.
Uh-huh.
And then I get new ones.
Sure. Right. Exactly. Well, that's happened several times in the last, a couple of years with people. But Well, Jason, I appreciate you coming on so much today, and can't wait to see you at Mount Shasta next year. We'll be going twice, July 2nd through the 8th, 2019, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. And if you'd like to come on a truly out-of-this-world adventure, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Jason, thank you so much again. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for having me on, Ted.
All right. All right, Jason. That was Jason from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, telling us, channeling Adama. And during our next hour, I'll be bringing in Paul Hellyer, the former Canadian defense minister. He's a wonderful guy. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things during their next hour. So please stay tuned, friends.